Welcome to your five for the day. In a field there were two horses. From a distance each horse looked like any other horse. But if you got a closer look, you would notice something quite interesting. One of the horses is blind. His owner has chosen not to have him put down, but has made him a safe and comfortable barn to live in. This alone is pretty amazing, but if you stand nearby and listen, you will hear the sound of a bell. It is coming from a smaller horse in the field. Attached to the horse's halter is a small copper-coloured bell. It lets the blind friend know where the other horse is so he can follow. As you stand and watch these two friends, you'll see that the horse with the bell is always checking on the blind horse, and that the blind horse will listen for the bell, and then slowly walk to where the other horse is, trusting he will not be led astray. When the horse with the bell returns to the shelter of the barn each evening, he will stop occasionally to look back, making sure that the blind friend isn't too far behind to hear the bell. Like the owner of these two horses, God does not throw us away just because we are not perfect or because we have problems or challenges. He watches over us and brings others into our lives to help us when we are in need. Sometimes we are the blind horse, being guided by the little ringing bell of those who God places in our lives. And at other times, we are the guide horse, helping others to find their way. When we face insurmountable challenges, we can turn to the all-powerful Creator God. His strength can help us face our fears and do the impossible. The same God who created the universe is the same God who is willing and able to watch over us and everything we care about day and night. The psalmist says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." And the prophet Isaiah asks, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary." When Jesus asked his most trusted disciples to watch and pray with him for just 1 hour while he poured out his heart to his Father, just before he went to the cross, they all fell asleep on him. Not just once, but 3 times. God will never do that to us. He stays wide awake, even when we're fast asleep. So before you go to bed tonight, give your troubles to God. He'll be up all night anyway.